Listening Library presents My 100 Adventures by Polly Horvath. Read for you by Ty Alexandra Ricci. Summer begins. All summers take me back to the sea. There in the long eelgrass, like birds' eggs waiting to be hatched, my brothers and sister and I sit. Grasses higher than our heads, arms and legs like thicker versions of the grass waving in the wind, looking up at the blue-washed sky. My mother is gathering food for dinner, clams and mussels and the sharply salty greens that grow by the shore. It is warm enough to lie here in the little silty puddles like bathwater left in the tub after the plug has been pulled. It is the beginning of July, and we have 2 months to live out the long, nurturing days, watching the geese and the saltwater swans and the tides as they are today, slipping out, 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 as the moon pulls the other 3 seasons far away wherever it takes things. Out past the planets, far away from Uranus and the edge of our solar system, into the brilliantly lit dark where the things we don't know about yet reside. Out past my childhood, out past the ghosts, out past the breakwater of the stars, like the silvery lace curtains of my bedroom being drawn from my window, letting in light so the moon gently pulls back the layers of the year, leaving the best part open and free. So summer comes to me. Jane, Maya, Herschel, Max, calls my mother. She always calls my name first.